Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mayor de Blasio responded to criticism today from Eric Garner's family, as the family wants to see the officers involved in his death fired immediately.
WCBS reporter Mike Smeltz was with the mayor and joins us. Mike, the mayor's facing a lot of heat on this. What did he have to say?
So he first had to say that there's nothing that he technically can do at this moment in terms of firing NYPD officer Daniel Pantaleo. The process that goes through, there was a disciplinary process with the NYPD, and now the case is in the hands of NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill. The mayor promised a decision would come by the end of August. The mayor was asked personally whether he, as a human, would want to see Pantaleo fired. And the mayor would not even go there. He would say, I'm the steward of the city, and I like to let things play out as they should. Due process should play out as it should. But he did say to New Yorkers, and this is the quote here, he said, I believe that New Yorkers are intelligent people, and I'm going to speak to them as if they are intelligent. And what I will say to you is, wait till you see the decision that is made by the end of August, and then we can talk about whether the right thing was done in this case. I don't know whether what the hint is there, but he is certainly saying, let's withhold judgment on himself and how he handled the Garner situation until that decision is made by Police Commissioner James O'Neill.
So what are the next steps here?
So we have the rest of this month and all the next month. The case of Pantaleo is eventually going to go to the commissioner if it's not already in the commissioner's hands. So there was some question of whether, well, Mr. Mayor, you're the boss of the police commissioner. Can't you just simply say to him, I want Pantaleo fired? And again, the mayor would not wade into those waters. He did not tip his hand in any way. The only thing that he did say again is, why don't you wait until the decision comes out, and then we can talk about whether it's right to, you know, whether it's right to sort of play armchair quarterback on this one.
Mike, the mayor also gave an update on the heat wave for the rest of the week. What did he say about that?
A couple of really interesting things. Well, I mean, one, and you talked about this in traffic and weather, it's going to be extremely hot. I mean, the heat level that we may see on Saturday is something we haven't seen in 7 years here in New York City. So there's one of the precaution of that. We're talking cooling centers. They're going to keep pools open later. The sprinklers at playgrounds are going to be on all night until night hits. And when the sun goes down, that's when they'll finally turn them off. They're doing all these things around the city to make city residents cooler during the day and during this extremely dangerous heat. But two elements. Mayor de Blasio is staying in town during the heat wave. Last weekend, he got criticized for being out of town during the blackout. He's staying in town. He has said that that has nothing to do with what happened last weekend. It has nothing to do with the criticism. But he's going to stay in town because you do that when you know that an event like this is coming up. And secondarily, he was asked whether he has faith in Con Ed after the blackout. And he says, I would like to have faith, but right now I don't know because I'm not getting the answers I want on what exactly even happened on Saturday. So the mayor isn't saying that power is going to go out again because of the heat. That's not what Con Ed is certainly not saying. But certainly the relationship between Mayor de Blasio and Con Ed at the moment, as we're about to hit a heat wave, is not in the best place.
All right, Mike, thanks for the update. WCBS reporter Mike Smeltz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.